Hello, this is Vlad, and you are listening to Olafil's Fantasy Podcast.
All right, Jeff, with that, as usual, we are now back to our ship and raft pool league-centric pods on the All the Fields Fantasy Podcast. And, of course, if you have any issues with this, don't just clamor on the message boards. I mean, come on. Tweet at us, ATF Fantasy, or email us in case we need unemployment assistance or if there's surveys to take on allthefieldsfantasy@gmail.com. That is the email to reach us, or, again, the Twitter feed if you want to interact with us. Jeff, big weeks. Not good weeks. Oh, yeah. Well, I guess you had a good week. You had a great week, actually. Especially in Raffle and the ship and Best Ball. Let me
4-0 in my weeks. Yeah, I mean, come back.
Where does Best Ball, is that count as a win? Like, what are you counting? Is that counting Best Ball, or are you counting other leagues?
Yeah, I'm counting Best Ball as a win. Absolutely. Oh,
by the way, I mean, can we just start up really quick? Are you in on Best Ball? Like, I mean, as a whole?
I think I'm.
I am too. I think that might, if I retire from year long fantasies in terms of matchups and stuff, that's one thing. But Best Ball is going to be in my future from here on out, because that is just a joy. I set it and forget
it. Best Ball and DFS.
Yeah, it's the future. It's the future of fantasy, especially with this COVID time we're in right now. But this is a pod. We're going to talk about a pod. Yes, it is a pod about the leagues that we are in, the ship and raft pool, of course. So no mismoosh, no rigmarole. Let's just get right into it, Jeff. Give me a review of your amazing, if you want to call it 3-0 week or 4-0 week, if you want to talk about Best Ball as well. Give me a quick rundown. How did you feel with your leagues this week, your teams? You might be down on one even with a win, but in Raft Pool, you are shining bright.
Yeah, Raft Pool was awesome. I mean, 180 points. It's a full PPR super flex league, so not out of the realm of possibility. You know, with some better decisions, I might have cracked the 200 mark. Ooh, but wow. Yeah, it's always good Venmoing yourself from your own Venmo account, $5. So I enjoyed that. That was great. And, you know, it was great to beat Mazdaretti in the ship, to do what you could not, Will, to take him down. I mean, the team scored over 120 points, so looks like we're back. You know, the running back strategy is back to be employed, but instead of Le'Veon and Saquon, it's Miles Gaskin and Mike Davis out here. So, you know, I don't foresee better days ahead, but it was good to get a W, a little hope in the nationwide posse. So that was great. How was your first week without CMC? How did it go?
Not great, Dan. I 0-3 in the ship. You know, just a pity of performance. Of nothing that any management decisions could save me. I started Minshew last week, not knowing about the Chark thing until, you know, like an hour before. But went with my gut, rolled with the punches. But that doesn't matter. It's not like I lost by a couple points like I did in week two. So that's fine. It's just a lot of retooling, you know. We got to go back to the drawing board, as if this was week one. You know, from here on out, every game is a must win. No one says three losses can't keep you out of the fantasy playoffs, but got to win sometime. And one of these days, I'm due. But we're retooling. We're sending out trades. We're getting accepted trades, and we're in win now mode. So for those who are criticizing a trade that I made where I'm getting rid of Christian McCaffrey. By the way, second time in, 3 years I've traded Christian McCaffrey? Maybe second time in 4 years. Notoriously, I traded him for Ezekiel Elliott, who then promptly was suspended 4 minutes later for six games. So that backfired immediately. Trading Christian McCaffrey, getting Cam Newton and J.K. Dobbins back. I don't see where the hate is. I mean, Christian McCaffrey is going to miss at least another 2 or 3 weeks. So that person,
you got to do something.
Yeah, that person's not going to use him. I'm going to get Cam Newton and set him and forget it. And now I have that Mark Ingram, J.K. Dobbins assurance, since that team just doesn't know what they're doing with their running backs. And maybe this time in 6 weeks, one of them will be the clear cut guy. So that's the ship. Raft Pool, you laid a smackdown on me that I've which never seen. And that is with me still putting up about 120 points, 130 points. But well-deserved Venmoing of yourself, Jeff. Well-deserved.
Yes. Which league do you want to get into first, Will? I think Wrathpool is fairly straightforward. The Ship is an interesting league. Lots of maybe controversy.
I'm going out of the realm here. I'm going to talk about Best Ball really quick because we just kind of teased
it. Okay, there we go.
I want to talk about this team. We had a live draft, me and you, with Joe as like the moderator and giving up. That is, of course, he's PP face in Wrathpool, who big matchup with you this coming week. But he was there for our draft. We all kind of talked about our players and who we were drafting. Maybe the one person we missed out on was Tyler Higbee because we almost drafted him and decided to hold out a little bit. But in this league, we are currently sitting in fourth place in the standings. So for those that don't know, we kind of talked about a little bit. We don't set any lineups. We draft the players we have. We did lose Chris Carson. Now, I don't know how long, if he's out for the year or not. I don't really know the exact details of how injured he will be. But we have a solid team, and Derrick Henry is on this team, but doesn't impact us because he will get his points at some point. But after a rough first week where we were in second to last place, we have now scored 163 points plus in the last 2 weeks with our combination of Aaron Rodgers or Ryan Fitzpatrick, Diggs dudes, Stephon Diggs. We had Chris Carson, Austin Eckler with a huge couple games now since, and Mecole Hardman, welcome to the starting lineup because he is automatically inserted based on his point totals. What a game. I mean, when he scored that touchdown, I said, there's the dart throw, the Ted Lasso dart to get those points. I'm having a lot of fun just looking at this league. And being in fourth place after a very rough first week, I'm loving it. And I'm loving our team, man. The high upside of these quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Gardner Minshew, one of them is scoring 27 points. You just don't know which one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's great about best ball. We don't have to know. We just start them all and let it ride, baby. How far back are we? From what I remember, the top guy is not running away with it, but he had a lead.
Well, after the first week, he was absolutely destroying. So as of right now, though, we are only behind by 39 points. So that's roughly 13 points a week so far. That can be easily made, you know, over the next 9 weeks or so. Yeah. We're only behind, I mean, if you want to just go really quick, 503 points, 488, 475, and we have 464. So that is us sitting in fourth place.
Oh, we're close.
We are in a little bit of a middle. I'd say 461 is behind us, 456 behind that person. But once you clear the top six, you're at 430, 420, 400, and a couple 380s to round up the end of the. So. Right now, great shape. Just loving this best ball. More of that to look forward to in the next couple years, Jeff. But let's start with Wrathpool. You kind of mentioned it, maybe a little more straightforward. Also, only 10 teams, so we can kind of go a little bit quicker with this one. Power rankings. Our teams are great. We were very high on our teams to kind of start out with. But let's start with number 10, someone who's been kind of rounding up the rear, but one of our favorite guests, and let's not discredit him, Scotty. Take it away, boss.
Yeah, Scotty, you're sitting at the bottom. You've only scored 322 points. I mean, that's the worst. It's close to the former champ, but we'll get in him in a little bit. We've enjoyed the names. That may be the best part of your team. I think you got, you got Galladay coming back. Hopefully better days ahead there. Mixon's performance has really been hurting this team. There's also been some intriguing management decisions. So hopefully better days ahead. Kellen's favorite uncle sitting at the 10 spot in this league.
I guess I'll go next. Number 9, Jason's legit team. You're writing. So you say it's not the best time for a game with critical pieces to be postponed. Well, I guess you're about this upcoming week. I was just gonna say not the best standings for people who haven't changed their names since 2008, like Jason's legit team, and then coming up will be Derek's team. So Jason's legit team at 9, kind of the opposite of his team in the ship. No Lamar Jackson to save him here. James Conner is gonna be postponed. Juju is gonna be postponed. He's gonna have a lot of stuff, a lot of tinkering to do with his lineup, and let's see if Julio even comes back to full strength as well. So good luck to the commish of the ship. Godspeed, as you well put it.
Yeah, number eight, who's Greg. I mean, who's laughing now, 0-3? You have a good point total. Your team isn't terrible. I mean, any team with Lamar Jackson can't look bad. You got Derek's team upcoming, and you're going to need to start winning some games to get to the playoffs. You know, after the Monday night debacle, I'm sure Lamar will be running and gunning. So hopefully better days ahead for you at number eight, Greg.
Also, that's what happens when you don't draft two good quarterbacks. Unless there's one he didn't that I didn't see. I know he drafted Lamar, but now his flex quarterback is Gardner Minshew. So we'll see if Minshew mania strikes back, because what a horrid 9 points he gave you, or everyone, last week. Number seven, you know, so much respect. I mean, we have to say, so much respect for Jose, the Bronco fan. Number seven right now, after previously being number six, he has the pretty much the lowest point total in the league, right above Scotty. 1 point makes the difference.
Yep.
The two non-quarterbacks starting has really bit him this season. Right now, apparently, as of this taping, he is starting T.Y. Hilton over Robbie Anderson. We'll see how that works out for him. His team, not good. I'm just going to say right now, not good.
Yeah, if it was a regular half PPR league, it would be a fine team, but we're talking full PPR, two, you know, super flex. He dropped Tom Brady. I picked him up off the old wire. I got four quarterbacks. Anyone in quarterback need, come at me, Orange Rush. Enjoy your game tonight on Thursday against the Jets. Who's starting again for the Broncos?
Brett Rypien. Number six, Jeff.
Six. A team that we liked, and they got a W finally. They were 0-2 to start the season. Got a W. Derek's team, I'm not pulling the vindication yet. He has the aforementioned on our fantasy pod. We talked about him, DK Metcalf, holding his team down. Travis Kelce, Wentz and Mayfield, maybe the weak spots that need to pick it up. And he has Greg this week. He has Tannehill impacted by that postponement, which comes into play in a Superflex league. I think this team could probably beat Greg's team. It'll be an interesting matchup. I think right now, you know, there's about a 5 point difference in the projection. So here you go, Derek. Prove us right.
Improve. The player who thought they should have been the number one in the power rankings, prove them right as well. Number five, we've gone over this team, best team name, at least it was last season. In honor of Captain Andrew Luck, Sam's team, staying at five in the power rankings at 2-1. Good point total, above the 400 mark, top four in the league. I would think it is actually fourth, 1, 2, 3. Fourth place in terms of point total, so a little bit unfortunate in who he's played for his one loss. Russell Wilson.
Yours truly.
Ah, of course. Russell Wilson with the just MVP-like season. He's got Russell Wilson, Calvin Ridley, two guy, and Austin Eckler, three dudes who can really perform in a full PPR, just outstanding. So we'll see. This is a big test, though, against yours truly. So he lost to you earlier this season. Now he's going up against me. Big matchup. One of the matchups of the week for sure. 3 point difference in the spread. But will Michael Thomas come back? That's kind of the big question right now for Sam's team.
Yeah, definitely. Luckily, he has that Cooper Kupp off the bench. Number four, not ready to move him up into the top three yet, given that point total. A team that started off hot, Joe Peepeface. I think the Bills analogy holds. The offense is holding it down. We knew the team would be feisty despite the loss in week one. Now he has a chance to enter the upper echelon of teams in this league, but he faces me, Prestige Worldwide, a 23-point gap in the projections. Still like the team. Deshaun Watson probably will be better. I mean, Sony Michel in that RB2 slot come back to us, but not a lot of help otherwise. Jonnu out. He's starting Zach Ertz. Peepee face at number four.
Fourth lowest point total, by the way, only 360. kind of surprising with that point total. Number three, you have me. Right now, my name is Sultry Smells, going up against Honor of Captain Andrew Luck. Big matchup. Mo Alley Cox, welcome to the team. Tough matchup last week going up against Prestige Worldwide. However, George Kittle will be back, so I think Alley Cox is going to be getting the boot. I have a really solid team. No real changes ever, to be honest. Melvin Gordon's never going in the lineup. CeeDee Lamb's never going in the lineup. AJ Green's never going in the lineup. Phillip Rivers never going in the lineup. The same seven people will be starting, barring injury. Come and take them down.
Yeah, you have the Stafford in this league, Will. So it will be an interesting. I think you're just about your third in points, but not by a lot. And second in points is this individual. I got a Thielen, Kyle, 3-0, still a contender. Orange Rush on deck. A lot of stake in those Raiders. So if the Raiders, you know, face tough defenses, they're going up against Buffalo this week. So who knows? They're maybe not as tough as originally thought. Like the team, Kyler Murray and Aaron Rodgers in the quarterback spot should prove to be a contender. And he gets on Rush. So good for you. I got a Thielen. Keep those black-eyed peas going.
I don't I guess I should read this. I mean, number one, it's you. The co-host, move aside the black-eyed peas. Now I get the reference. I didn't get it at first. There's a new giraffe in town. Spelling, not your strong suit. Venmoing Jeez. Yourself, very interesting. I love that you put it that way. That was very funny because we are getting a $5 bonus for being the highest scoring team in the week, which is great considering you might, you know, well, doesn't make any sense. I was about to say. You might not win their matchup, but you're always going to win your matchup if you're highest scoring team in the league. But it gives you incentive if you're not going to make the playoffs to be the highest scoring team in the week and keep trying. So good for you, Jeff. I mean, your team is pretty good. I mean, you still have Todd Gurley, who kind of randomly showed up last week. Noah Fant, awesome. Allen Robinson with the breakout week. But you have Mahomes and New, and I think that's kind of the trend there, even though you picked up Brady. Roethlisberger is on his postponement bye. To have Mahomes and Newton starting at the same time, I mean, there's really not much a better duo you can have without spending two high draft picks on it. So good for you, Prestige Worldwide, and you're here to take Raffle by storm.
Yeah, and Kamara has been an absolute revelation in the full PPR this year. But I feel like we can go back-to-back talking about me, moving right into the shit.
Oh, yeah.
Come back to the matchups, going from 1 down to 12. I still put myself bottom of the barrel in the ship. I got a W. You know, I'm not going to go over. I'm not going to be the whipping boy of the league. Like I said, I'll be feisty. There have been moves that have been made. I don't think this is a playoff team. I don't think we're making long-term run unless Le'Veon comes back in the shape of his life and the Jets really turn it around. This is a bottom-of-the-barrel team, and I'll throw it to you, Will, to talk about your team at number 11.
Okay. Wow, now we're not spending any time on these. I'm 0-3. I have 280 points through 3 weeks. That's 93 points a week if you do the math, and I just did it in my head. Not great at all. Shoulda, coulda had one win last week, but standings say I'm 0-3. Made some trades, still putting out feelers to get rid of some players to retool and rebuild, as I mentioned earlier. To get right game, as far as the schedule says, we are 0-0. Tanking for Trevor, 0-0. Going on a winning streak, gonna win. How many games are there? 13. Gonna go 10-0 in these last 10 weeks to kind of get right for the playoffs, Jeff. Number 10.
10, we got Twinkies, another lowish scoring team. They've got a solid group of running backs. Joe Mixon hasn't really showed up. Jonathan Taylor, there's room for improvement. And David Johnson has come down since that week one performance. They've got potential. You know, this team isn't bad. Calvin Ridley has really put up. I feel like this team could be feisty on a week-to-week basis. They are projected to beat Mazda ready, and that is with Derek. Oh no, that's Hunter Henry still in his lineup. Julio Jones, I think, will be a key piece Else, you know, we're, he might be throwing that T. Higgins in there, and he's got to move that Baltimore defense back into the lineup. So, you know, Twinkies, big matchup that I think could. This is a winnable game for them. If they don't win, it, you know, they'll be hanging around this part of the power rankings.
Up next, we got Oppressed, who is in fifth place in Yahoo because he is 2-1. But in the ship standings, he is in ninth. 2-1. You say you're not sure how. I mean, I know how. He had Mahomes go off for 500 points last week. I know it's a little bit of hyperbole, but he went for 40. 40 points to eke a win over Sean, I believe, by 3 points. It ended up being that close. You even wrote, the fantasy gods have smiled on this team. But is he in for a quite a matchup this week in week four, going up against Clyde Edwards-Helaire and the Fresh Prince? So if he wins this week, then we have to put some feet in our mouths. Not literally.
Yeah, well, literally and figuratively. I think we'll see how far they move up. I mean, I don't care for the team that much. Number eight, down a couple spots, Captain COVID. I mean, another team that you're kind of scratching your head on how they've ended up 2-1. I mean, pretty much the whole league is 2-1 or 1-2. You know, they've only scored 317 points. For reference, that's only 4 points more than me, and I'm bottom of the power rankings. So, he has made a deal with the devil. I don't know if you've looked at this team. They have just been slaughtered by injuries. Yeah. I mean, his Sterling Shepard, A.J. Brown, Philip Lindsay, Jameson Crowder. Oh, my word.
George Kittle.
I'm guessing he's going to – yeah, George Kittle, who's now – could be healthy, be making his way back into the lineup. You know, he's looking at Rex Burkhead or Jamal Williams starting in that RB2 spot, which is current, or James White, I guess, which is currently empty, going up against a solid team in Coastin, who also has some injury question marks up and down the lineup and bench. It'll be interesting. I don't foresee Captain COVID remaining in the top half of the league. He's going to be fighting, so we'll see where he ends up.
Speaking of COVID saw, you have him as Vlad, seventh place. You're keeping him at seven. He did beat me. He gave me quite a whooping. He's actually the third highest scorer in the league, which is pretty insane to be 1-2. Very unlucky. That's why best ball, I mean, come back to us, best ball. Third highest team in the league, third highest scoring team in the league. We've said it, right? Boom or bust all year. He has Chris Thompson back in his lineup. Very interesting move. Jeff Wilson, of course, goes off for 40 points. I was texting his stats. 12 rushes for 15 yards. It's just, you know, just do what you got. Not great, Bob, but he got 2 touchdowns, 1 receiving against the paltry New York Giants. But he's got a big matchup this week as well, going up against, you know, Biden sucks. Biden sucks some stuff. So we'll see. This will be movers and shakers. That's what this week is. Movers and shakers.
Yeah, I think we'll know a lot more about this team as well. Biden's number one fan, currently sitting in fourth place. Not a lot of points compared to some of the top dogs. 2-1, though. He's facing Vlad. The projections look even. I mean, you go to the team. He's got Zeke. He's got James Robinson starting in a good matchup. I mean, you look at this lineup, he started firing up on the old boards. He's been impacted by the delay with James Conner out. So maybe that spells good news for old COVID saw Vlad. I want to see how he does this week because, I mean, if he's really impacted by the postponement, I feel like the chatter will only continue and not in the positive direction.
In number five, I mean, this is where we're getting to this is what the power rankings are all about. 1-2 in Yahoo, ninth place, the fourth highest scoring team, though. You have him at fifth in the power rankings. Obviously not the start his team of talent would hope for. barely losing last week in heartbreaking fashion on Monday night, though. And some would say he has a get-right matchup this week. I believe that's what some people would call it. Going up against Thug Love and the Nationwide Posse. Impeach Trump just has two solid building blocks with Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf. Dalvin Cook kind of got right last week. Can he keep it going? Other than that, though, second running back, still a little bit of a question mark. Will David Montgomery fit in there? Or is Chris Carson actually only listed as questionable? Did not realize that. Thought he was much more injured. Good news for our best ball team. Thank you for that. Impeach Trump in fifth.
Yep. Number four. Somehow he lost and he moved up.
Wow.
Maz Duretti, who lost to Thug Love and the Nationwide Posse. Now he has to show he's more than just Josh Jacobs and Josh Allen. Yeah. Even though he is sitting at number two overall in the standings, a couple of big weeks early on, 370 points for Maz Duretti. He's got Twinkies. This could be interesting. I mean, they're pretty close in their projections. It could show us who Maz Duretti really is. Like you said, I don't. What did you call it, Will? You called it a proving ground week. I don't know, but
movers and shakers. Get right.
Movers and shakers. Movers and no. Movers and shakers. Movers. Things will be moving and shaking after this week. I feel like as more teams round into form and managerial decisions become more important.
Oh, the ever-important managerial decisions. Number three, you have Coastin, who moved down one spot from two because, quite frankly, had just a garbage week three performance, even though he still has Dak Prescott, who is helping carry his team. Davante Adams will hopefully be back in this lineup, but only 85 points. A couple unfortunate injuries. Deontay Johnson, I think, had a concussion or something in the first couple series. He's starting a bunch of people with Roman numerals in their names. Todd Gurley the second, Melvin Gordon the third. Now I'm looking at it more. I mean, he did not start Alan Lazard King or Will Fuller, prompting him to start Deontay Johnson instead. Managerial decisions, you mentioned it, might be coming into play here. Are they getting into Cosin's head thinking he was smooth sailing for the season? Who knows? We'll see what happens. Going up against Captain COVID, will Lamar kind of show up with a 40 burger against the Washington football team and send Coastin to 2-2? We will see.
Yep. A lot of question marks on that lineup. Number two, this is why we do the power rankings. Well, this is what they're made for, okay? Bosa D's Nets. Number two in points scored. He scored 148 points last week, and yet he is still 1-2. The number 2 point scorer in this league, 7th place in the standings. So get out of here, Yahoo, with your robot rankings. He is number 2 in our power rankings. Let's look at his team. He's cooking with Russ. Tyreek Hill coming up big. Robert Woods getting used everywhere. He does have question marks at the running back position, but Travis Kelce and Emmanuel Sanders have a solid core. We'll see if the trade goes through, which could make this week even more questionable for him as he goes up against you in tanking for Trevor. So this trade could be extremely interesting, Will, from not only the long-term implications.
He might not have any running backs to play.
Yeah. So go after that, J.K. Dobbins. Bosa. It'll be interesting. You're number 2 right now in the power rankings, up from 4. Where will you end up after this week?
Very winnable matchup going up against me, but trade ramifications abound. Number 1, I wrote, this is my contribution. I wrote in bold, a league of his own. It's someone, you know, great friend of ours, Brandon Chong. The stash is there. The team is there. He has scored almost 50 points more than the next person, Bosa, the previously mentioned Bosa. He has 451 points in 3 matchups, so that would equate to 150 per week. His team, and I touched on this earlier about in the last pod that we did, if I would have known before the season that Russell Wilson was going to throw it 50 times a game, I would have drafted Russell Wilson. I would have drafted DK Metcalf. If I would have known that the Saints were going to be these pansy offense that is boring as hell and does 48 dump offs a game to Alvin Kamara, I would have gotten Kamara in as many leagues as I could, obviously the ship notwithstanding, because he was a keeper. But I would have drafted him one overall. I don't care, because he's becoming the Christian, this year's Christian McCaffrey. In a half PPR or a full PPR, he's going to get you 15 points just because he's getting those dump offs. And in Chong's favor, the Fresh Prince of Hilaire's favor, he also has Clyde Edwards-Hilaire, who hasn't even done that much in the passing game, to be honest. But with Kamara, with Tyler Lockett, Keenan Allen, Adam Thielen's on his bench, ladies and gentlemen. Darren Waller is on his bench right now. I'm sure that'll change because they're playing against the Bills next week. This is a team who just won't stop scoring. The floor is 98 points, 100 points, just because he's going to get the floor of 20 from Kamara, a floor of 15 from Edwards-Helaire. Matt Ryan is down 40 points every game, or excuse me, they get up 40 points every game because they just come out flying. They end up losing, whatever. That's not our problem. They don't care about victories in there. The Fresh Prince of Hilaire, it's going to take a whirlwind of injuries or mismanagement for them to fall.
Yes, I agree.
There can there can be no disagreements with that. There's no way.
None. And I enjoyed your League of His Own stratification. I believe it's time to bring back. We're almost ready to fork some teams, feel like.
That'll be happening.
Soon enough, we'll be forking. So look forward to all those tiers. Like we always say, if you want some power rankings, hit us up. We'll do a pod. We'll do some power rankings. We'll chit-chat about your team, about your league. This has been good, Will. Let's talk some matchups, maybe. Yeah. I think we touched on a little bit of them. Let's maybe pick them in the ship. First one we got. We hit on how close the projections were and the implications, the rises and fallers, the movers and shakers. Twinkies, 121.15 versus Mazda, 119.57 currently. This is a tough one to pick. I lean towards Mazda Reddy in this matchup. I don't like it. Kind of just pains me to say it. But I'm going, I think it hinges on Julio, because if he doesn't have Julio, who's he starting? Adrian Peterson in his flex? Not great. You know what? I'm going Twinkies.
Oh, wow.
Put it on the good. That was an abrupt switch. I looked at the team. I said, this is the week Joe Mixon gets it right. That Michael Gallup gets some points against the Cleveland defense, and David Johnson shows back his form against the pathetic Minnesota Vikings.
I mean, I know what our hearts want. I do wonder, is this Ronald Jones thing ever going to end? Is Amari Cooper going to – this is interesting, Amari Cooper or Gallup. Like, who's going to get all the points this week for that Cowboys team against the Browns? The matchups favor Mazda. Josh Allen going against the Raiders. Cooper going against the Browns. Kupp going against the Giants. You know what? I'm picking Mazda. And my reasoning is, right. Twinkies, you're awful at communication. I'm trying to trade you. Just give me something.
Come back to
us. Just give me something. Mazda, I want you to smack him down. Maybe force him into a trade once he loses this matchup. There you go. Next one. Biden sucks versus COVID saw. I think I'm going to keep this one brief. I mean, we like both. Well, I don't say we like both these teams. We went over both these teams. But unfortunately, one of these teams, Biden, is getting struck real hard by COVID. Kind of ironic that he thinks Biden sucks, and yet the leader of the free world decided to be awful against COVID. And now looks what happens. Fantasy's going to bite him in the butt. So COVID saw, I'm picking in this week against Biden.
COVID saw, and it's not close.
That's interesting. COVID put saw. It on the board. Interesting time to be playing a guy against named COVID saw, huh? I mean, wow. Just a full coincidental and irony happening right now. And then Captain COVID. The next matchup we're going to be picking. Captain COVID versus Coastin. Now, the projections say a 30-point, 25-point underdog, Jeff. But what say you?
Yeah, let's dig into the lineups a little bit. I mean, Captain COVID does not have a running back in that RB2 slot, so the projections are off a little bit. And then you also turn to to Coastin, who's got Michael Thomas, Devontae Adams, Kareem Hunt, all with questionable tags. He's got Jonnu Smith, who has a postponed game, but the points are still counting. Austin Hooper will probably move into that tight end spot. If he loses either of those wide receivers, he's probably looking at the Lazard King in for Devontae Adams and likely Will Fuller, probably. So if that kind of changes things, because now you're going, the projections are getting even tighter at that point. RB2, though, for Captain COVID. Oh, my goodness. Like we said, Rex Burkhead or James White. So you hate to see that. Melvin Gordon going tonight in the Thursday night matchup. I guess I'm going Captain COVID. Wow. I think in a little bit of a change, turn of events. I think there's so many things that could go wrong with that team. I guess it'll come down to Monday night if it's Devontae Adams or the Lazard King. And putting it on Google Doc.
You can hear the typing. Woo! I'm going Coastin, and I just think there's just too many questions with Captain COVID. Yeah, he's going to put Kittle in that we talked about, but that second spot's going to go to James White or Rex Burkhead. I just don't see it. He's going to need a big point total from Lamar. That's pretty what's going to happen. But Prescott might match him going up against that Browns team, and they might have a shootout of their own. So I'm picking Coastin. Wow, all right. We differed on two. That's good.
There we go. All righty.
We moving on to Raft Pool matchups.
Sure.
I wrote them down. We'll see what we got here. All right. PP Face versus yours truly, a.k.a. you, Prestige Worldwide, 23-point favorites yourself. Kind of touched on PP Face. I'm saying the name over and over again. Not having the most point total right now, the fourth lowest in that league. But looking at the teams, I mean, I think we just have to – I have to roll with you right now. I don't think Gurley's going to do what he did last week again. Maybe. I mean, but it's a Monday night matchup. But I don't think we're going to have to wait till Monday night to see who wins. So I'm going with you, Prestige Worldwide over PP Face.
Wide, yeah. Even with Nuke Hopkins, we got Scary Terry on the bench to plug and play if necessary. Come at me, like I said, League, if you want, you want a Tom Brady, you want a Big Ben, I'm open to running backs. So we'll leave it at that. Next matchup is you, Will. Sultry Smells. I'm intrigued if there's any more backstory behind that name. Going up against Captain Andrew Luck. It's a intriguing matchup from the projections perspective. Your projections updated, Will. You are now ahead by 3 points against Captain Andrew Luck. Questionable tags for Michael Thomas and Jared Cook on his team. It's the Diggs dudes versus the Russell Wilson, Calvin Ridley experience. I like that Kittle's back in the lineup going up against those Eagles. Oh, man. Who else? Who's on the bench for Luck if Cooper Kupp. Okay, you liked the Cooper Kupp matchup, so that's a good fill-in there. This is a very evenly matched. I mean, the projections are right on. Does he have another defense out there? Not yet. So we'll kind of see what he has there. Are you looking to pick up another defense?
I already put him in there.
Chicago's filling in there. Okay, so you like that. I'm going Sultry Smells. I like Zeke.
Yeah, you better.
I like the Josh Allen dig sack. I like Kittle back in the lineup. I think there are just some question marks on Andrew Luck, but it's going to be a shootout. It's going to be a shootout.
I mean, we have a point differential of 6 points throughout the whole season. So it would make sense that we have a nice evenly matched shootout. This next one, well, the last one, ATS favorite guest versus Derek's team. You know, get right game for ATF's favorite guest if he wants to even have a shot at taking home the prize in the year. Derek 1-2, favorite guest 0-3. They are separated by 0.6 points in the standings overall point total. Who you got?
This is a tough one. I think Derek's team is deeper. I think there's definitely upside in Greg's team. Is Godwin going to play? He's now listed as doubtful. He did not practice Wednesday. Ooh-wee. I'm going Derek's team.
Funny. I am actually going to go with ATS favorite guest.
Oh.
Yeah, I think my reasoning is the Baker Mayfield Carson Wentz quarterback duo, not my favorite. Lamar Jackson might outscore both of them. Miles Sanders against the 49ers. We'll see how that goes. And yeah, I mean, Minshew might not do great, but I think you mentioned it in our other league. I think David Johnson gets back on track. I'm wondering about this Tyler Boyd. Let's see if DJ Chark gets back in the lineup with the Jaguars. And it'll Minshew DJ Chark stack for ATS favorite guest. So ATS favorite, excuse me, Greg, don't prove me wrong.
You just put the juju,
the kibosh,
him for the week. Yes,
there we go.
The kibosh,
and that is it. That woo! Is the ooh, lots of teams on this pod: Best Ball, Raft Pool, and the Ship. Good luck, Jeffrey. Good luck, myself. No stress. I mean, no one's watching the game tonight, so that's great. You know, take a Thursday night off. You know, spend it with the wife, spend it with the children, spend it with the dogs. Don't be going to NFL Network to watch Jets Broncos. Let's not waste our lives doing that. Get outside. It's fall. It's October. Get some pumpkin spice. Get some apple cider. Do something other than give the Jets and Broncos 100
degrees here.
Any satisfaction. This was the All the Fields Fantasy Podcast. Thanks for listening. Peace.
Peace out.